Some doers you should know. William Sidney Porter sat in his prison cell contemplating the stupidity of the embezzlement that had brought him there. As near as he could figure, the only thing he had gained was a lot of spare time, and since he had several years left in his term, there didn't seem to be a lot he could do with it. But there was, and Porter did it. He began to write short stories. He wrote many of them. Then he began to sell those short stories to magazines under the name O. Henry. By the time he was released, he was already the most popular short story writer in the country. He walked out of prison into a success. Warren Avis was a doer. As an Air Force officer, he was constantly traveling the country, and he recognized how convenient it would be for people to be able to rent a car right at the airport. While his $10,000 in savings wasn't enough money to set up an operation on his own, he did have the gumption to put together a business plan and get a bank loan. Within 8 years, he had car rental counters in airports across America and was able to sell the company for almost $8 million. Avis saw an 800% return on his investment because he was willing to do all the work necessary to make that chance pay off. One of these men started off serving a jail term, the other serving his country. But they both recognized that in order to make their lives amount to something, they had to become doers by taking control of their time. The division of your day. We each get 24 hours to manage. The broad divisions of that time are easy to see. 1, 8 hours for sleep. 2, 8 hours for work. 3, 8 hours of spare time. You can't mess around much with that first division or your health will suffer. You can occasionally steal an hour or two from your sleep, but it's a bad habit. Don't create any bad habits. The 8 hours spent at work are potentially your most directly productive. You need to stay focused on your purpose and your habit of going the extra mile if this is to be the case. The preceding 15 chapters of this book will teach you that. But in a few lines, I'll give you some tips to manage that time more effectively in attaining your purpose. The last 8 hours are your spare time. You need to manage them as well, or you'll find them slipping away in routine household chores, reruns of Mr. Ed, and listening to your neighbor talk about his new lawnmower again. This can be harder, but I have some guidelines to offer. As you'll see, managing your time, like managing your life, requires knowing what you want to use it for. Time management on the job. As our society gets more complicated, there seems to be more to do. I am indebted to the writings of Alan Lakin and Stephanie Winston for some of the advice that follows. They've spent their time learning about time. Prioritizing your tasks. Make a list of all the things you need to do today, this week, and this month. Divide another sheet of paper into 4 equal sections. Label the top left, important and urgent. Here you will enter jobs that you know must be done right away in order for you to be successful. Write the day and hour each task is due next to each job. Label the top right section, important but not urgent. Put things here that are essential to your work but aren't a crisis. If you pay the most attention to this section, nothing should end up in the top left category. Again, make a note next to each task about just exactly when it has to be done. It is important to review this section every day so that nothing slips over into important and urgent. In the bottom left, write unimportant but urgent. This category, like the last one, requires you to have a keen sense of your purpose. You have to be able to make a definite decision about what matters to you. Most of the things that fall into it will be spontaneous. Someone will want your advice. You may get a call telling you that you may have to act now to buy that beautiful timeshare in the Poconos. You won't bother to write them down because you can either dismiss them or move them into important and urgent. The category is on the sheet of paper mostly to remind you that urgent does not mean important. Finally, write unimportant and not urgent in the bottom right. You might not even bother to write tasks down here since it means that you will never devote attention to them. But again, it helps to remind yourself that there are many things which can fall into this category. When you complete a task, put a line through it. Create evidence of your accomplishment as a reminder of your efficient use of your time.